Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on this beautiful Friday after Christmas. Hope whatever it is you are doing, you're enjoying it. Maybe you're on your way to a family gathering. Maybe you're getting together with some friends. Maybe you're just enjoying a day to yourself. Well, we appreciate you bringing us with you here on 97.1. Now, in the next segment, we're going to be talking with Dan Veroni. He is the founder and CEO of Potomac Core. He is a financial expert. And I have no idea what he's going to say on the economy. We get these emails every day from, you know, person that puts together like the three top stories. And one's like the top economic story, top like, you know, lifestyle story and all this stuff. And the one today was, you know, the consumer report and the unexpected economic numbers, and Dan's number was on there, and I thought, hey, let's bring him on, and let's see what he has to say, and then if he's, you know, if he says something doom and gloom, well, when we come back in the segment after that, I'll talk all about it. I appreciate, you know, it's not the easiest day. I mean, think about where you work, right? If you went to work today, I'm sure if you have like an office job. Unless you work in retail, as we talked about earlier, if you work retail, grocery store, I'm sure, you know, full schedule. But I know full schedule from working in that field. But if you work like a desk job, an office job, I'm guessing it's quite empty in your building. I can tell you here at the studio, you know, no one in our sales department in Buffalo was here. It was, you know, one person per station, and that's about it. So I, you know, it was a ghost town on the business side of things here in Buffalo. There was this clip I wanted to play. So earlier we were talking about not living in reality. And this is another example. And you know, Jimmy Kimmel, you got to give him credit. The guy has made, I mean, I think Jimmy Kimmel probably is more safe in his field now than before Trump, because now ABC doesn't want to look like they're giving in to the Trump administration. And so I think he has probably secured a safer deal. I mean, they've extended him, as we know. But he just goes on and he just says the craziest stuff. Like, I get it. you don't like Trump. And, you know, I talked about this when I filled in for Mark over the summer. It's completely ruined late night television. I'm a big comedy fan. I love stand-up comedy, right? Mark Normand. I was watching Mark Normand before anyone knew who he was. Jim Norton, his days on radio and his stand-up career. I love comedy. I love Jerry Seinfeld, obviously, who is still hilarious. And I used to love late night television. I would watch Letterman or Leno on, Fridays and during the summer when I was in school. Couldn't stay up that late when I was in school, but on Fridays and the weekends and during the summer, I could stay up as late as I wanted to. And I would always, flip between Leno and Letterman. I liked Letterman more, but Leno seemingly had more stand-up acts on the Tonight Show, even though Norm Macdonald would always be on Letterman. You get that? And now, David Letterman politically does not agree with me. I know that, but he didn't make that a part of his show. Like, Letterman would make fun of everybody. He made fun of Bush. He made fun of Obama. He made fun of Clinton. He made fun of who the president was. I mean, it was just part of being funny. And Letterman was hilarious. I would say probably in my lifetime, the best to do it. Wasn't around for Johnny Carson. I was 4 when he retired. I know he was great at what he did. And I love watching old clips of stand-ups going on the Tonight Show. And of course, as a huge Columbo fan, Peter Falk going on there. I'll always watch those old interviews. But I mean, these were funny. Leno and Letterman were hilarious. And now, late night, now Jimmy Fallon is trying to do his thing. And, Fallon's Fallon. He was hilarious on SNL. But the funniest part about Fallon on SNL is he would always break out a character and start laughing. But, he's fine. Seth Meyers is another one. I mean, they've just let politics take over the show. And a lot of the joking now is like in this hateful tone. And these shows aren't late night shows anymore. These are just political hacks, trying to make a political point. And I've always argued after the 11 o'clock news, people who are still up want to laugh. They don't want to be preached to. Well, this was Jimmy Kimmel. He did an interview overseas talking about fascism under Trump. Now, this clip is paired up with him in 2021 talking about needing vaccine license. So I just want to listen to the way he talks about Trump and then the stuff he's praising and trashing DeSantis for. Again, this is Jimmy Kimmel. The first part you're going to hear is from some address he made in the UK, and then you're going to hear Jimmy Kimmel in 2021 talking about how dare you not ask people for their vaccine cards.
I honestly have no idea what's going on over there. I do know what's going on over here, though, and I can tell you that from a fascism perspective, this has been a really great year. Tyranny is booming over here. You may have read in your colorful newspapers, my country's president would like to shut me up because I don't adore him in the way he likes to be adored. The American government made a threat against me and the company I work for, and all of a sudden we're off the air. And because so many people spoke out, we came back. Our show came back stronger than ever. We won, the president lost, and now I'm back on the air every night.
This is kind of unbelievable. By the way, before I play the 2021 clip, I mean, do you know how crazy that sounds? Every night you talk about how he's a fascist and this and that. If he was a fascist, you wouldn't be on the air. Like, you would have actually been taken off. ABC took you off the air, not President Trump. And if everything you're saying was true, you'd still be off the air. But anyway, this is what he said in 2021 about Governor DeSantis.
Unbelievable, but also par for the course. There's a controversy now. We now have controversies where we never had them before over the so-called vaccine passports that the Biden administration and private industry are working on so that we have a way to prove that you got your shots for the purposes of travel or going to a concert, sporting event, whatever. If you have a vaccine passport, you will be able to do that stuff. But unfortunately, many Republicans aren't on board with that, including Ron DeSantis, the terrible governor of Florida.
You want to go to a movie theater? Should you have to show that? No. You want to go to a game? No. You want to go to a theme park? No. So we're not supportive of that.
Right, which is very rich coming from the party that wants 9 forms of identification before you can vote.
Yes. Yeah, I'd actually like you to be able to prove you are a citizen when you go to the ballot box. I mean, again, I usually can say, like, I see where we disagree on this. But, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel and this, the same side that bowed down during COVID, you know, I living in New York State, I needed a COVID pass to go to a Bills game, to go to a Sabres game. And they were all for it. And now Trump, who isn't doing any of that, they're calling him the fascist. And again, ABC suspended Kimmel. Kimmel's now back on the air and has an extended contract. I would argue ABC suspending Kimmel actually was the best thing to happen to Kimmel's career. And he's sitting there bashing the president every day and still on the air. So anyone who, again, going back to the theme, I don't understand the reality you're living in. If you thought that it was Trump who took Kimmel off the air and now he's reappeared on the air, can you not step back, get out of your echo chamber and realize, oh, it was just a suspension. Look, he's back on the air every night saying the same crap he's been saying. I don't understand how that doesn't click. Unless, you know, you just hate Trump so much, everything's got to be anti-Trump. But yeah, that was Jimmy Kimmel bashing the president now to the fine folks over in the UK. And I always thought that was something too. And don't get me wrong, Republicans are guilty of this as well. I always thought you didn't go and, you know, we have our issues here. We have our battles here. I thought the thing was you never go to another country and bash your president. It seems like we've completely passed on that now too. Like, you know, we have our issues. You know, we have our disagreements, but, you know, if you're over in a different country, you don't bash the president of your country to the leader of the other country. I guess we're past that now, and now just everything's fair game. But it is sad. Like I said, I used to love late-night television, was a big Letterman fan, liked Leno, and I really liked Jimmy Kimmel when he was on The Man Show and when he was the host of Win Ben Stein's Money. Like, there was a time in Jimmy Kimmel's career, I actually thought he was really funny. But now he has passed up on comedy to do politics. And, like, if that's what you want to do, then go find a job over at ABC News and give the late night gig to someone who wants to be funny and do comedy and, you know, not just make. And by the way, I'm not sitting here saying, I don't want this clip to get taken out of context. I'm not sitting here saying that you can't make fun of Trump and it be funny. But when it's all you do, and now, I mean, the clip to the UK, that wasn't a joke clip. You know, he looks like he's about to cry again. He's getting all serious, and he's talking about how awful the president is to people in the UK. Like, what was the point? What did you gain from that? I just don't get it. I guess the theme's not only lost in reality, it's also, I just don't get it. I just do not get it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk the economy. And then we'll branch off of that if we have to. Dan Varney, founder and CEO of Potomac Corp, will be joining us after the break. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Still trying to connect with Dan Varney. And when we do, we'll bring him to you talking the economy. Amongst other things. And by the way, part of that discussion, I'll let you know, is about the GDP growth that we saw in the third quarter and, you know, what the concerns still are, because as we know, there are still concerns out there by economic experts, but it seems like we get the concerns and then we get the numbers and the numbers don't match the concerns. Now, if we look at polling from the latest Decision Desk HQ's polling averages, you see that 31% of Americans approve of the handling of the economy. And that is down from 33%. Again, a lot of that, I would think, and I could be wrong, but a lot of that seems to be because of what they're hearing. And we've heard so much that tariffs are going to sink the economy and tariffs are going to do this and that. And I don't know, do we just need more time to see it? Is it not going to happen? Well, to answer all that and so much more, Dan Veroni, he is the founder and CEO of Potomac Core and joins us now. Dan, welcome.
Thank you, and happy day after Christmas.
Yes, indeed. A merry belated Christmas. And Dan, you know, last week we heard these GDP numbers up to 4.3%. It was surprising, it seemed, compared to what people were expecting. Can you explain exactly what that number means?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So essentially what that number means is that the economy is more robust and far more healthy than many were anticipating. And what that means is that consumers are still very much in the game. They are still buying. As a matter of fact, this Christmas season, according to the National Retail Federation, consumers were to spend $1 trillion, a new record. In addition to that, gas prices were coming down, and consumers were able to have disposable money to spend after that, and that contributed to it. Another major contributor is the capital expenditures by small, medium, and large companies, and those expenditures are up in double digits year over year. So I think it was a combination of a few things, right? So it's a combination of increased consumption and a combination of increased investment and a very strong holiday season, I think, too.
So, you know, we hear so much, it seems, we hear a lot of people talk about the upcoming doom and gloom economically. So, Dan, what do you think the next few months mean for the economy? As you mentioned, gas prices are down. Are we going to continue to see that trend? And are we going to continue to see better than expected numbers?
I think we are going to continue to see better than expected numbers. I have high confidence on that. So when you look at what's ahead of us, So everyone will get some surprises in their paychecks next year because the withholding numbers will be lower, which means there'll be more take-home pay. In addition to that, there'll be $1,000 to $2,000 in federal tax refunds. That's going to help. That'll put more money in people's pockets. We'll continue to see inflation and prices come down. That's going to help. Right now, we're seeing costs of milk and eggs and so on and so forth come down, and I think that's all good news. The full impact of the Big Beautiful Law will be felt in the following way. Businesses, especially small businesses, will be able to take advantage of the 100% write-off for plants and new equipment. That will result in hiring. So I feel very good, good on the first quarter, but very good to excellent on the second, third, and fourth quarter.
Well, that is the most positive outlook that I have heard in some time. You know, Dan, obviously a year ago, or a little less than a year ago, we heard so much about tariffs, and what that's going to mean. How does that play into all this?
You know, look, that's a really good question and a really fair question. So what I did is I did some research, and I noted that in the first Trump administration that the impact of tariffs had a de minimis effect, right? They were less than 1%. And we don't really know the full extent or full impact of what the tariffs are going to be until April, right? There'll be a full year, and then we'll have a full year worth of data. But what I can tell you, when we talk about the strength of the economy, another component of that GDP number is the increase in exports. Exports were way up. That's a lot of good news. So that means that we were not only making product here, but we were shipping it out and keeping the profits amongst the American economy. So I think it's all good. The tariff issue, I think that we need to let April come and go, and then we'll get a good sense of it.
Now, looking back, and I don't want you to, you know, be overly critical of other people, but do you think some of the forecast, some of the outlook that seemed to get a lot of play from the mainstream media was overdone? Or was there a time where that doom and gloom, it was fair to expect that?
So let me tell you, you know, it's I'm a data guy. And what I mean by that is that I look at what happens from one administration to the next. We had $7 or $8 trillion worth of spending that we couldn't afford. That violated the supply-demand rules. It drove up inflation. We had new regulations that totaled around $1.4 trillion in costs. Those costs added to prices, added to inflation. And I think President Trump came in understanding that, one, he needed to tame inflation, and two, he needed to have a focus on reindustrializing this economy, because if he did, it would mean the following. It would mean more jobs, higher income, greater affordability.
Well, Dan, thank you for the positive news. And we should mention before you get out of here, Dan is also the author of Amazon best-selling book, Rethinking Economic Growth. I did not mention that in the intro, and I want to make sure I get that in there. Dan, thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to talking with you again.
Yep, call me. I'd love to come back on. A great weekend and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. That is Dan Veroni. He is the founder and CEO of Potomac Core. And as I mentioned, he is the number one Amazon best-selling author of Rethinking Economic Growth. That book was released in September of this year. And look at that. A positive outlook. And I told you, and I was honest when I said this, I had no idea where Dan was going to go. I didn't know if he was going to give us doom and gloom. No, he said he's a data guy, and he looked at the data. He looked at the numbers. So he's not on the big networks talking about how surprised he is over the economic numbers, because he's expecting this to continue. And I love that. And again, doesn't mean that I don't listen to people who say the other way. I'm just saying, time and time again, it does seem like the people who are predicting the doom and gloom are found to be wrong. And I like to hear, you know, the outlook and Dan's outlook. And as he said, he's backing that up with numbers. He's backing that up with what he's seen in the real analytics. And great stuff there. Great stuff. Gas prices continue to go down. Now, again, if you live in New York, like I do, you're not seeing gas go down too much because the state and county taxes are still ridiculously high. So I am still paying over $3 a gallon for gas. But for the most part throughout the country, you are seeing gas under $3 and could soon see it around $2, which is absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's another reason why so many people are leaving the state that I live in, and it rightfully so. I mean, can you blame them? When we come back, we will talk a little bit more about the economy and another clip that I had queued up for you that I want to play. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon, the Friday after Christmas. Great to be with you on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Great to be with you on this day after Christmas. And we just talked with Dan Veroni. He spelled out a very promising outlook for the economy and what to expect in the next few months. Now, if you heard, he said the first quarter of 2026, it will be good, but he thinks that the second quarter is going to be great and that gas will continue to drop. And, you know, to go back in this not living in reality thing, I see people on social media talking about, well, you know, it's actually not a good thing if gas dips below $2. Really? Because I'm 37. I'm old enough to remember how crazy it was when gas went above $2. All right. When it went above, because for the majority of, you know, my childhood, gas was under $2. And, you know, again, can't take anything good. Gas continues to drop. That means more money in people's pockets. That means people are spending more money, pumping more money into the economy. And I mean, that, in my opinion, is a good thing. And we'll see, you know, we'll see if it continues. But, you know, the reactions on a lot of the cable news stations when it was announced, I mean, people could not believe the positive news. And some people, and this is how it gets, some people were blaming the stations like CNN for making Trump look good. How dare you run that thing? I'm telling you, you want a good laugh. All you have to do is just spend a day on Blue Sky. I have an account over on Blue Sky, and I post on it every day. I post my show topics every day on Blue Sky, and you know, I use it to see what. I mean, Blue Sky is a liberal echo chamber. It cannot be described in any other way. It is a liberal echo chamber. And you see some of the real radicals just going off on Blue Sky. And I'm telling you, it's a very good wake up to know what the other half of the country thinks. And to be fair, it's not the full half of the country. I mean, obviously, there is a far left wing of today's Democrat Party. And I would say that far left wing is who's on Blue Sky. Just so you know, that's the wing of the Democrat Party that's on Blue Sky. And we'll wait and see what comes of these numbers. But I cannot stress enough just how detached from reality. That was the point of today. That was the point of the New York Times, the Jimmy Kimmel. There is a section of America. And again, it's not everyone who disagrees with us. I have family who disagrees with me. I have a lot of friends. I'm a conservative millennial in New York State. Do you realize how many people are I call best friends who do not agree with a word I say politically? So it's not everybody. But there is a section, and some of them are in elected office, that, you know, everything, it's just Trump. It consumes their mind. And, you know, they write off family and friends who disagree with them. I took a call in Buffalo on the 23rd from a woman who her daughter and son-in-law are liberals. Nothing wrong with that. But every time they come over, they bash this woman and her husband. And this woman, so nice on the phone. She said, you know, and I can't speak back because they've threatened to not ever come again. And I can't imagine not being able to see my granddaughter. And that just broke my heart. Like, so they were over on Sunday. She was telling the story. They were over on Sunday for the Bills game. And during the Bills game, the son-in-law just turns to the husband and starts complaining about Trump, starts yelling at him for voting for Trump during the Bills game. I was like, you're a better person than I. Not only would I, you know, I would just say, right, don't come back over here. You're ruining the game. Like I don't want to hang out with that person. We're sitting here tailgating, and you're going to start talking about, you know, politics and how much you think I'm wrong for the way I voted. And she said, my husband just had to sit there and listen to it because if he said anything, they wouldn't let us see our granddaughter. That's just wrong. I'm sorry. That's just wrong. If you want to talk, here's the thing. You want to talk politics, you want to have a back and forth, then it's even playing field. I get to have my say when you're done. But you want to use the leverage of you'll never talk to your granddaughter again and sit there and have your husband yell at your parents. And that's another thing. I could never see going to my in-laws and starting any kind of argument. You know, I might say something to my wife after we leave the house, but like I could never imagine talking to my in-laws that way or my wife talking to my parents that way. And I just, yesterday, it's all I thought about on Christmas. I was like, oh, poor Diane. She's just probably sitting there with her daughter and son-in-law, and they're probably calling her stupid and yelling at her, and she can't say a thing. Like, I don't want to live, like, that's, I don't want that kind of friendship or relationship. Like I said, I have a lot of friends who don't agree with me politically. It's a result of being a millennial in New York. But you know, I would never call them stupid. They have yet to call me stupid. If politics ever comes up, it's a nice conversation, but it's rarely, if ever, the main topic of discussion. We know we disagree, and we talk about other things. It's just, there's too many people that seemingly are just getting away from that, and it's just consumed their entire life. So this is not political, but this is something I saw today. So, you know, New Year's resolutions, it's a big thing, and people are making their New Year's resolutions, and, you know, a lot of their New Year's resolutions are to lose weight. That's, you know, a top one. Like, if you own a gym, you sell your year-long gym membership now. And, you know, by February, the gym's pretty empty. And every year it's the new thing, right? I mean, now you got the GLP-1. That's the big thing, right? And now that's going to be in oral form, so you don't have to take the shot every day. And, hey, that's been successful. I did a weight loss thing here in Buffalo, and let me tell you, it was great. Lost 50 pounds, and can't say enough positive things about them. And the GLP-1, I don't want to get into that discussion. Like, you know, what are the long-term effects and everything? I have done a full show on that. We're not focusing on that today. But, you know, it always comes out, okay, easier ways to lose weight. Now, I always say there's no easier way. That the gym will always have to be some kind of it. Now, if you're watching on the camera, you look at me. I clearly do a lot of cardio. I don't do much lifting. I don't have much muscle, right? I do the elliptical. I do the treadmill. I like to run outside. I like to do the bike. I don't do much of the weights, but I do the cardio 6 days a week, right? So, you know, again, I don't have much of an upper body, but it keeps me in decent shape. Well, the new thing is how to master the treadmill. The classic indoor exercise machine has some tricks up its sleeve. So this is a tutorial of what to do on the treadmill. Number one, walking workouts. An interval session to boost overall fitness. 40 minutes walking on the treadmill. If you're a walker who is new to the treadmill, this is a good pace to start. Walk for 10 minutes with zero incline, gradually picking up your pace so that you are walking briskly, still able to stay to say a full sentence, but panting a little by the end. This workout is a 20-minute ladder sequence with intervals of hard work that vary in length. So you start at the speed you were walking at the end of your warm-up, increase your pace by 0.5 miles for 30 seconds, then bring it back for 30 seconds. So a lot of pressing those buttons. You ever at the gym and you just heard the person, beep, 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 always pressing the buttons? That's this person. Repeat the same speed increase, but this time for a full minute. Next, walk 2 minutes, faster pace, and so on and so forth. So you're adding that speed, but at a pace that you can, you know, you don't want to get too tired out. That's the number one issue. Anyone out there that, you know, this is the year they're going to go to the gym more, they're going to lose weight, I'm going to tell you from experience, don't say, okay, I'm going to the gym, honey, I will see you in 3 hours because I am going to crush it. No, come on. If you haven't been to the gym in like a year or so and you go back and go, all right, 3 hours starts now, you're just going to wear yourself out and then you're going to wake up so sore the next day, you'll be doing the resolution again next year, right? And believe me, I've been guilty of that. I have been guilty of saying, all right, man, I missed all last week. We're going full at the gym. And then, I forget that I'm 37, not 17. And, you know, you really feel it. Another one on the warm-up is the running workouts. This is what your host, Joe Beamer, does here. If you spend all your time running at an easy or moderate pace, high-intensity interval session once a week will improve your cardiovascular fitness. So the running or the building up exercise, the walking exercise on the treadmill, some good advice. I know, you know, it's the two top things people set their resolutions, and I'm sure we'll get into this next week as I fill in for Mark on Monday and Tuesday of next week. The top two things that people look to accomplish is lose weight and or better economic stability. Those are the two top resolutions. And I'm sure we'll come up with some other ones as we get closer to the new year. But, you know, if I could say anything, if you're thinking there now, oh, what's the point? Why would I? Let me tell you. Now, this last time I lost weight, I wasn't overly heavy. I just had never lost the weight I gained during COVID. But in 2013, I was 289 pounds. In May, was it May or March of 2013? Okay. By September of that year, I was down to 220 pounds. And then by September of 2014, because, you know, the holidays came and I by September of 2014, I was 165 pounds. So from 289 to 165 in a little over a year. And yeah, you know, it was strict diet. Did not have a lot of adult beverages in that year and some change, and just went to the gym and, you know, started with just doing the lightest stuff just to say, hey, I was there and I was moving for 50 minutes, an hour and a half. And so, you know, you're not going to look in the mirror after the workout and be all thin, but you're building towards something. Just, you know, don't think you have to start with it all in one day. And you know what, if you fall off the horse one day, it's the easiest horse to jump back on. It's the difficult, but it's also the easiest if you just, hey, that was,
you know how everything's a subscription now, music, movies, even socks. I swear.
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was yesterday. We're going forward. We'll finish up the show after this on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. Final segment here on 97.1 FM Talk. Yeah, I didn't mean to say it's easy to lose weight. It's not. It is the most difficult thing because food is delicious. Now I have, you know, I have had to lose weight twice, once, as I said, in 2013 and once last year. But it's not easy because, like I said, food is delicious. And, you know, I love all the stuff that's awful for you. I love a chocolate chip cookie that has 500 calories. I love, you know, I can't have just one slice of pizza. I like three slices of pizza dipped in chunky blue cheese. You know, I mean, I know how difficult it is to have a plan and to stick to the plan. You know, so it's not easy. My point was, if you're in a groove and you have a bad day, right? Yeah, you're in a groove and you go to a football game, or you're in a groove and you go see the Blues play, and you have a few adult beverages, you have a few snacks. You know, just forget that day. Don't dwell on that day. Hey, you know what? We had one bad day. Right back at it again. But no, I've always said it's not easy. It's difficult, especially in a time where it seems like, you know, everything has to be about, you know, surrounded by food. And maybe that's just where I live. Maybe that's not an everywhere thing. But like, oh, we're having people over. We've got to have, you know, all this food laid out. Or, oh, we're going out. Are we getting food while we're out? You know, everything's got to be centered around food. You can't run away from food. You can't quit food. You know what I mean? So it is. It is. It's not easy. But if that's your resolution in 2026, I wish you nothing but the best. And I can give you all the encouragement and advice that you need. Like I said, if you want to build muscle, I'm not the guy to talk to. All right. But if you want to work some cardio into a diet, hey, I can help you out. Before we get out of here, let's play the clip of the day.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right. So I thought to go back to an oldie but a goodie. This was all the way back in April of 2025. And this is, I talked earlier about New York State issuing driver's license up to illegals. You don't have to prove who you are, where you came from to get a license in New York State. This is our friend Scott Jennings telling Abby Phillips, again, the part that I thought was easy to understand. Again, this is back from April with Scott Jennings.
I don't think anybody disagrees with that. 7 million means that they're not just going after criminals.
Well, they're going after people who are in the country illegally, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the criminals, this is a much bigger universe.
Doesn't that make you a criminal?
No, it doesn't.
To come across the border illegally?
Coming into the country illegally is a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense.
Okay, if you come into the country illegally, here's the message. We're going to find you and send you back. I mean, I'm sorry, that's the way it is. And I think the government should pull all the levers at its disposal to find people and pull this off. It's what the American people asked Donald Trump to do. Yes, they should be deporting violent people. Yes, they should be deporting people who committed violent acts before they came here. But at some juncture, if you're going to allow any illegal immigration at all, the message then goes out. Just get here. It'll probably work out for you. That was the last administration.
He's right. He's right. I mean, that it's against the law to break into to come into the country. We don't know where you are. We don't know who you are. We don't know what your intentions are. Again, I think everybody is open to legal immigration. We live in the greatest country to ever exist. And yes, we'd love you to come and make it better, but you got to do it the right way. And you know, you're going after more than the criminals. If you broke into the country, you broke the law, you're a criminal. Scott Jennings is right. And I think that's why Trump is the president and Kamala Harris isn't. Hey, thank you so much. I want to thank all our great guests. I want to thank Sue. And I want to thank you for tuning in and listening. I will be back here on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. Go Tigers. Beat UVA. I'll talk to you Monday at 3 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.